Enbridge has really been working hard to ensure that not only our emergency response plans stay updated, but are we doing everything we can in regards to technology and response tactics for the very special area of the Straits of Mackinac? And during these open house sessions, you know, we definitely enjoy the engagement and continuing the conversation around Line 5 and the pipeline and the safe operation. But we're dedicating a purchase of approximately $7 million in new technology and capabilities over the next 2 years at the Straits to ensure that we have the capability for open water response and also response in adverse conditions such as oil and ice.
Yeah, I know there were a claim that the Coast Guard said responding to an oil spill in the Straits during winter months would be nearly impossible. Now, I don't have the Coast Guard quote or know if that's accurate, but that was a claim that was made by For the Love of Water. Do you indeed have a plan on how you would deal with a possible oil spill if the Straits were frozen over?
Yeah, we do. Enbridge has always had emergency response plans for, different weather conditions. So whether it be adverse winter type conditions or summer conditions or fast water and large water, this equipment purchase actually helps us enhance our current capabilities. Response in ice is very difficult, and really the biggest concern around oil and ice response is the obvious one of personal and responder safety. So, it definitely makes it very difficult to respond to a release in ice or iced over conditions. And we'd want to make sure that before we deploy any tactics that our responders are and people are safe before we actually put people on or near or around ice.
And the concern is that you wouldn't be able to clean up the oil, therefore, until the ice melts, I assume, is what the concern is. Does that pipeline have a shutoff system? If there's a leak of any kind in any weather, does it vary from temperature to temperature?
Well, I think it's well documented. There's valves either side of the Straits of Mackinac that close if there's a concern or an abnormal operating condition. Those lines would get shut down. We actually wouldn't wait for the ice to thaw to respond. The technology and equipment enhancement we're talking about gives us the opportunity to respond in open water. Some of that technology is actually proven technology that allows us to respond to pack ice or thin ice in open water, so we're able to safely effect a response. So we're not waiting; we're responding as quickly as humanly possible. And we have existing tactics that allow us, and we rehearse and practice those tactics as well around ice that is safe to go on. So if it's safe to deploy people and equipment onto the ice surface, we've been rehearsing those tactics for years and have those capabilities in-house right now. $7 million's extra capability.
Has there been any instance, at least as far as your experience, your career, or with Enbridge specifically, with cold or with icy water pipeline spills?
Yeah, I think there has been some winter type responses across the industry, of which we all learn from. We're a part of industry associations that share those lessons learned, and Enbridge has also responded to pipeline releases in winter conditions as well.
How long would it take to clean up that type of oil if it spilled in any season? Is it the kind of thing it's on the surface, you can isolate it and suck it out and it'll be gone? Or what do you project for something like that?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So again, response times come down to effectively and safely mounting a response. One of the reasons we're enhancing our equipment and the new technology in the Straits of Mackinac is so that we have the capabilities in-house to rapidly deploy equipment in open water so that we can minimize impacts on the shoreline. Utilizing our oil spill removal contractors, utilizing our own people with our own equipment, that we're making sure that area is resourced to respond as rapid as possible.
And who do you deal with? I mean, in the case, again, I know you prepare for the worst, but you hope for the best. So if there was a leak of any size, who springs into action first? Does Enbridge have people there with boats and that run out there? Or what happens? Who goes out and actually begins working on soaking up or booming the oil or dealing with this?
So Enbridge has a response structure that includes both our own people and our own equipment, and we have people stationed at the Straits of Mackinac. We have a maintenance crew right there, physically located. And we also utilize oil spill removal contractors that are basically certified by the U.S. Coast Guard that have expertise and equipment also. And we would simultaneously activate all those resources. So, you know, better to over-respond than under-respond to any type of pipeline incident.
And back to the plan for dealing with cold water or ice cover, the plan that you have, does that have to be certified by the Coast Guard or some type of agency?
That's another good question. So we're actually regulated by Department of Transportation, PHMSA. But in the unlikely event that something was to occur at the Straits of Mackinac or in any sort of kind of navigable waterway, the federal on-scene coordinator or the agency that would be working in a unified command with Enbridge would be the U.S. Coast Guard. So for the Straits in particular, in the command structure, if something was to occur, Enbridge and the Coast Guard would be working very closely together. And we rehearsed that as recently as last September in our large-scale exercise there.
And you've done recently a rehearsal in the winter months?
We do regular equipment deployments. We've done exercises or rehearsals, if you say, with winter conditions. And we actually exercised back in 2012 and 2013 with the U.S. Coast Guard and the Research Directorate to evaluate different technologies in ice, because it is such an adverse condition, and making sure that we're plugged in and we're aware of those kinds of tests and exercises. So we're well engaged.
All right, $7 million of new technology in the Straits area for Line 5. You say technology. I mean, you have new computer software, or what kind of stuff? What's involved in that $7 million?
Yeah, sorry, I guess a little too high level. the $7 million in technology are high-speed skimming systems, systems that allow us to go out and open water and deal with an incident in the unlikely event we have an incident, and then of course technology or equipment to help us with ice response as well. So the $7 million is in tactical equipment that you could put your hands on.
Thanks for the time there, Stephen Lloyd, Senior Manager Emergency Response for Enbridge. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.